Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. If you were to ask a champion athlete just why he keeps in training all year round, the answer you'd get back would probably be something like this. Because it's a lot easier to stick to a regular training program clear through every season than it is to start training all over again two or three times a year. And believe me, that's good common sense. The fellows and girls who keep in training winter, summer, spring, and fall are the ones I'd bank on to become good all-round athletes. That's why I hope you're sticking mighty close to the three training rules of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. This time of year especially, it's a good idea to follow those training rules to the letter. You see, winter sport can be very strenuous if you take them seriously. Basketball and hockey and skiing call for the same careful training that you need for baseball or tennis in the summertime. So, I'd like to see you getting plenty of fresh air, sleep, and exercise every day. Now, that's training rule number one. And, of course, if you want to keep going at your best, you'll agree to the second rule. Use lots of soap and water to help yourself keep clean and well. Now, it's the third Jack Armstrong rule that I think deserves your very close attention this time of year. It's the one that says, eat a real breakfast of champions every morning. A big bowl full of those extra good Wheaties flakes with lots of milk and your favorite kind of fruit. You see, Wheaties are a top-notch training dish for winter because they're jam-packed with fuel energy units to help keep you warm in chilly weather. Actually, Wheaties give you just as many of these valuable fuel energy units as you'd get from an equal amount of hot-cooked whole wheat. Yes, sir. Those champion Wheaties flakes are every bit as good as any other wheat cereal on the market at helping to keep you warm. And Wheaties are even better than some of the others because Wheaties are extra nourishing. Wheaties give you all of whole wheat's well-known essential nourishment. That's what you're looking for, isn't it? An extra nourishing training breakfast with a real champion flavor. Then I can tell you it's Wheaties you want every single morning from now on. Start your training program right tomorrow with a genuine breakfast of champions. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Jack, Billy, Betty, and Uncle Jim are on horseback high up in the mountains in the country of the Philippine headhunters. They are looking for Sergeant Romero and his squad of Philippine constabulary soldiers who have been sent to stop an uprising among the headhunting Guyans. While on their way to the Cave of the Mummies, where they expect to find Sergeant Romero, Jack and Billy and Betty and Uncle Jim have spotted a group of savage headhunters in the valley below them climbing up the mountain trail. They pulled up their horses to study the situation and decide what to do. Listen.
Easy there, Black Beauty. This is no time to neigh and snort and make a noise. Come on, be a good horse.
I'll bet the horse knows that there are headhunters down there, Jack. I'll bet that's why he's acting up.
Maybe, Billy. But Uncle Jim, are you sure that they are headhunters?
No, I'm not sure, Jack, but I think they are. Here, you take the binoculars and look at them.
I'll look again. When I looked before, they looked just like the Igorotes. I still can't tell the difference, Uncle Jim.
Let me look at them, will you, Jack? Yeah, thanks. Now, just where are they?
They're about halfway down the side of the mountain, Billy. See that cleared area to the right of those tall pine trees? They're in there.
But why can't we see them with our naked eye, Jack?
The bushes are too thick down there, Betty. And the headhunters are dark, just like the bushes.
Oh, I see them, Betty. Jumping chimney, but they look ferocious. They've got horns strapped to their heads, just like the Igorotes we saw in that war dance. Oh, and they're all painted.
I don't think that's paint, Billy. I think that's tattooing in colors.
Whatever it is, Uncle Jim, it certainly makes them look pretty fierce.
Why do you think they're the Guyans headhunters instead of some Igorot tribe, Uncle Jim?
Well, in the first place, Jack, they wear short grass aprons. In the second place, there are no Igorot tribes on this side of the mountains. All of the savages up here belong to the Guyans tribes.
And the Guyans are the real headhunters, aren't they, Uncle Jim?
They certainly are, Betty.
Gosh, all hemlock, Uncle Jim. They're coming up the mountain.
What are we going to do, Uncle Jim?
We're going right ahead, Betty. We're going to the Cave of the Mummies and warn Romero and his soldiers. Sling those binoculars over your shoulder, Billy. We're going to trot at a pretty good pace. Come on, get your horses moving.
Get up, Black Beauty. Get up.
Make your horse trot, Jack. We've got to get to the cave before the head. headhunters do.
Come on, Black Beauty. Break out of that walk and show a little pep.
Yeah, and that goes for you too, man of war. Step on it. Oh, get up. Get up. Get up.
Look, Jack. The Negrito tribe on the hillside's trying to keep up with us. The little Negritos are running as fast as the horses are trotting.
I'm certainly glad to see them come along. Those Negritos will help us if they can.
Yeah, I'll say they will. If they hadn't pointed out those headhunters to us, we wouldn't have seen them until too late.
I do hope we can get to the cave before the headhunters do.
Well, Betty, the real question is, will Sergeant Romero and his soldiers be there?
They'd better be there. If they aren't, we're going to be in a real jam.
It may not be so bad, Billy. When the headhunters go on the warpath, they usually attack only their enemies.
But maybe they think that we're their enemies, Uncle Jim.
Well, I don't believe so. I think they're planning to make another attack on the Negro village after dark. They're probably on the way there now.
Well, then they don't know that Sergeant Romero and the constabulary soldiers are in the Cave of the Mummies.
Well, they certainly don't know that. They'd have no chance in the fight against a squad of soldiers armed with rifles and pistols.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that, Uncle Jim. Then we'll be safe once we get to the cave.
We'll be safe if Romero and his soldiers are really there.
Look down the mountainside, Billy. You can see the headhunters with your eyes now. They're still working their way up the mountain.
Jump on Jupiter. They're coming up pretty fast.
Oh, I can see them now. I know there were so many of them.
They're armed with spears and shields. They certainly look ready for battle.
I'm not sure, but I think I see a kind of sword at their side.
That is a sword, Billy. It's a double-edged sword called the Taliban. You can guess what it's used for.
Oh, I don't have to guess, Uncle Jim. I know. I wish we were at that cave now.
It's not much farther, Billy. See where the trail levels off ahead of us? It's just beyond that. We could see it a little ways back.
Oh, look at them, Jack. They see us. They're brandishing their spears at us.
Boy, they look as though they meant business. That isn't a war dance.
The Negritos are still keeping up with us, Uncle Jim. And am I glad to see them so close.
I don't think they'll be much help to us, Billy. They never dare to fight the Guyans or the Igorots except at a safe distance.
Oh, I'm glad they're with us just the same. Their bows and arrows may do some good.
I'll bet their arrows won't penetrate those shields that the headhunters have. Not if they're made of good, tough hides.
There's the cave ahead of us, Jack. We'll be there in just a minute.
Where, Uncle Jim? Oh, I see it. It goes right back into the side of the mountain.
But gee whiz, I don't see a sign of Romero or his soldiers there.
Maybe they're inside, Billy.
But you'd think that they'd hear the sound of our horses. Wouldn't they come out to see who was coming?
They may be back in the cave a little ways, Billy, and still be able to see us.
I hope you're right, Uncle Jim. It won't be long before those headhunters will be up here.
And they'll come right for the cave, too, now that they've seen us.
Look, Jack, I see some people near the mouth of the cave. But they look so small, and they're sitting down.
Those are the mummies we spoke of, Betty.
The mummies? Oh, Uncle Jim, you mean the ancestors of the Igorots?
That's right, Betty. They probably have been there hundreds of years. You won't mind them. They look like little dwarfs with folded arms.
I don't see a sign of life around the cave. Jack, do you suppose that Romero and his soldiers have gone?
It's no use supposing, Billy. We're almost there. We'll find out for sure in half a jiffy.
Jiminy, I'm almost afraid to find out. It won't be long before those headhunters will be up here.
Here we are, Jack. Pull up.
Whoa there, Black Beauty.
Whoa.
There's not a sign of Romero, Uncle Jim. There's nothing in the cave but the funny little mummy sitting with folded arms.
You hold the horses, Billy. Jack and Betty and I'll go inside and see if there's any sign of Romero. Everybody off.
Hey, quiet there, Black Beauty. Here, Billy, here are my reins. Betty, and Billy, your reins, too.
I'll hold us as Uncle Jim, but don't forget that we'll soon have company.
We're all in the same boat, Billy. Come on, Jack. Let's see if there's anyone inside the cave.
Come on, Betty. You don't mind the mummies, do you?
I don't mind anything, Jack, so long as we find Romero and the soldiers here.
Romero and the soldiers have certainly been here.
Yeah, look at the footprints in front of the cave.
Come on inside the cave, Jack.
Cave is full of. Do they frighten you, Betty?
Not a bit, Jack. They look so small and so peaceful, but I can't forget that the headhunters are on the way up here. Oh, Jack, what's that?
Just bats, Betty. See them flying around?
Oh, I don't like bats, especially in caves full of mummies.
Uncle Jim, there's someone in that corner. Why, he's a constabulary soldier. He's lying on the ground. Do you suppose...
We'll soon see, Jack. There's his rifle with him. He's probably just asleep.
Oh, you're right, Uncle Jim. He's asleep. There, he's waking up now.
But where are the rest of the soldiers? Where's Sergeant Rolfe?
We can find out in a minute, Betty. Hey, you wake up.
He's awake, Uncle Jim. He can hardly believe what he sees.
Stand up, you. This is no time to be asleep. Can you speak English? I say, can you speak English?
Si, senor. I speak English. Why are you here?
Never mind why we're here. Where is Sergeant Romero and the rest of his squad?
Sergeant Romero gone to look for headhunters, senor. He take his squad with him.
He went to look for the headhunters. All he had to do was to wait here. He'd have found him.
Which way did Sergeant Romero go?
Oh, he went behind the mountain of the rain. He went to the village of the headhunter.
Then why are you here? Why didn't you go along with
I stay here to watch. I stay here to watch for headhunters. If they come, I run back to Igorot village and tell people.
And instead of watching, you go to sleep. What kind of a sentry are you?
No harm, Nicholas. I go outside and watch now.
You're just a little bit too late. The headhunters are almost here now.
Senor, what'd you say?
I say that while you were having your little sleep, the headhunters are climbing up the mountain. They're almost here now.
Jack, what's happening to the horses?
Sounds like a stampede to me. Look, comes Billy.
What's happened, Billy?
Oh, the horses, Uncle Jim. They broke away. And the headhunters are nearly here.
What happened to the horses, Billy? Can we get them?
No, I guess they saw the headhunters, Uncle Jim. They reared up, broke loose from me, and ran away. They're racing back down our mountain.
Then we can't get them. We can't get away from the headhunters.
Take control of yourself, Betty. The headhunters aren't going to hurt us. Come on outside, Jack, and see what we can do.
Billy, did you suppose Uncle Jim,
this looks pretty serious. There's not a chance of our getting away from the headhunters now.
Maybe not, Jack. But the headhunters only go on the warpath after their enemies. White people travel through this country occasionally. They're seldom molested.
But this is different, Uncle Jim. These headhunters are all worked up. And we have the sleepy-headed soldier with us. They must think he's an enemy.
Perhaps, Jack. But they know that if they kill a constabulary soldier, they'll have the whole constabulary force on their necks in short order. Now, we'll see what we can see.
There are the horses, Uncle Jim. Still galloping like mad down the trail.
Well, we can say goodbye to them, Jack. It's a pity, too. We could have had time to make our escape on them. Now, let's see where the headhunters are.
There are some of them, Uncle Jim, coming up the trail to our right.
Yes, and there's some more climbing straight up the side of the mountain.
And look, Uncle Jim, there are a few of them climbing up the trail to our left.
It looks as though they're trying to cut off our escape.
Then they are after us, Uncle Jim. Look, there he is. They're shaking their spears at us. Listen to them.
Uncle Jim, look at them all. They're coming to get us. What can we do?
We can keep cool, Betty. Don't be alarmed by their shouts or the way they shake their spears at us. They're just enough to scare us.
Oh, jumping crickets, Uncle Jim. They don't have to do that. I'm plenty scared already.
Where's that soldier? Oh, here he is, rifle and all. Well, my friend, what are you going to do about this?
It's bad, senor. It's very bad.
We know it's bad, but what are you going to do about it?
I do nothing, senor. Maybe I shoot little, but good. Then they catch me. That's very bad for me. Maybe I not shoot. They catch me. Maybe they let me go.
Oh, but what about us? Will they let us go, too?
Well, I talk to them, senorita. I talk to them very sternly. They'll let you go.
We'll soon find out, Betty. Here they come. We're going to have a chance to see some real headhunters at close range.
Jack and Billy and Betty and Uncle Jim are certainly going to see the headhunters at close range. But say, all sorts of things can happen. There are the friendly Negritos hiding on the mountainside. And somewhere in the mountains is Sergeant Romero with his squad of men. There's a lot of excitement just ahead, and if you want to be in on it, be sure to listen in at the same time tomorrow to an especially thrilling episode of The Country of the Headhunters with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now, it's Wheaties for breakfast tomorrow morning, and boy, how you ought to go for that champion flavor those toasted Wheaties flakes deliver. That Wheaties flavor is so extra special good, I'll bet you won't be satisfied with just one bowl full. You'll probably want second helpings. And that means you better put in your order now for the famous orange and blue package with the two General Mills trademarks, Wheaties and Breakfast of Champions.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran. Won't you try Wheaties?
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
The best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand.